but okay, Cheshvan is a very bland month. It's boring. Nothing happens in Cheshvan, especially compared to Tishrei. Tishrei is full. Every day, everything's going on. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Esrei Shemei Tshuva, building the sukkah, sukkahs, and then Cheshvan is just boring. Nothing happens in Cheshvan.
Love it.
Now, nothing happens by chance. Everything in the Torah system has a reason. Everything in the Torah system has a reason. So Hashem worked it out this way, that after the big month of Tishrei, you have this boring month of Cheshvan. So what's the message? So Rav Hirsch gives an explanation. And Rav Hirsch says, Cheshvan represents normal, everyday life. That's what Cheshvan is. Cheshvan is normal, everyday life. You get inspired by something. Let's say you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you get inspired. The goal of inspiration is that your regular, this is the sentence for your next 100 years. Your regular, ordinary, daily avodas Hashem should be at a high level. That's what life is about. That your regular, normal, daily avodas Hashem should be at a high level. So the purpose of the inspiration is when you come back to regular life, learn and serve Hashem. And do a chesed that no one knows about. Good idea. Do a chesed no one knows about. And Rav Shai Shlita began organizing the Sfarim before. He was hoping no one would notice, but I noticed he was putting the Sfarim away. Okay, anyway. And he doesn't have to do that. Now, listen. So Rav Hirsch says, Hashem worked it out on purpose, that after Tishrei, there's a month of daily life. Tishrei is the month of inspiration. Cheshvan is the month of application. That's my sentence. Tishrei is the month of inspiration. Cheshvan is the month of application. The whole goal of Tishrei is Cheshvan. Cheshvan's in 2 days. Okay, fine, so come back in 2 days. So Cheshvan, daily avodas Hashem. That's the challenge. And it's always like this. Rav Hirsch just says, this is the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Hirsch has many, many indications. The goal of the going to the Beis HaMikdash is when you get home, your regular life at home is at a higher level. It's always the goal is at home. That's always the goal. You got it? So that's Cheshvan. And that's Yeshiva. And that's now. The next couple of months, this is the time. The challenge is, and all of you can and you have to do this. There's no other option. Because failure is not an option. Is daily avodas Hashem. You come to Minyan. You have Halacha Seder. Breakfast. You come Seder, Shir, take a break, afternoon Seder. If you do that every day, the same thing every day, the same routine, but it's a high level now, the same routine every day, then in a week, in 2 weeks, in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months, you're a different person. You're a different person. Your daily avodas Hashem has been bumped up. That is, so Cheshvan, it's the perfect timing. Tishrei is the month of inspiration. Cheshvan is the month of application. That's why it doesn't fit well that Cheshvan comes after Tishrei. It fits perfectly that Cheshvan comes after Tishrei. Rav Hirsch says Chashu means to be quiet. Cheshvan, Chashu means to be quiet. Cheshvan is a quiet month. Not even any fast days in Cheshvan. Nothing happens. Exactly. Your regular life, you're 32 years old and you're married and you guys are at Hashem and you have a family and you have a job. And you have a day in front of you. The Chovos HaLevavos says every day is a blank sheet of paper. So you're going to write on your day, on your blank sheet of paper. So every day you got to get up, and you go to shul when you daven. You come home. You help your wife with the kids, getting them out for school. Then you go to work. You might get up early to go to learn Daf Yomi before davening. Then you're at work, and at work, you're keeping the halachos and acting properly. During your lunch break, you have a shir from YU Torah. I have a friend named Ginsburg. Anyway, and you can download a half-hour shir from YU Torah during your lunch break. Then you get home and you come home at night, and you spend time with your family at night, and you eat dinner. Then you go out to learn for an hour or two. Then you come home, take a nice walk with your wife. Very important, all these things. And that's a really productive day. That's a great day. Person, he davened, and he learned. And he spent time with his family, and there's chesed built in there, different places, you made a Kiddush Hashem at your work. That's your regular, ordinary, bland day. All of you can and must do that, be able to do that. And the way to learn how to do that is being rock solid now. I'm serious, for the next few months. That's the goal. It's an amazing day. And people, and there are people who do that. There are thousands of Jews, thousands, who every day write a beautiful letter to Hashem. Here's my day that I just spent. It was spent in Torah and mitzvos and chesed and family time. We'll talk about family time. But wait, but Rebbe, but the picture you just painted, that plus watching 3 hours of football and checking my fantasy football league stats and my hour and a half on WhatsApp, that's not time for everything. Good kasha.
Football is the family time.
That's a good kasha. So the answer is life's about making priorities. Having priorities in life. And then you have priorities. There's not enough time for everything in the day. There's not enough time, but I want to exercise too. And I do need to relax also. There isn't enough time. There's not enough time for all the things you described and relaxing a little. And what you call it chilly. It's not enough time. There's not enough time. The answer is there is enough time.
So here are the two mushels, and then we'll take the two mushels. The first mushel is from Stephen Covey. We had this already. This is the Big Rock, Little Rock mushel. Stephen Covey was this guy who became famous. You know the Seven Habits books? Rav Nathan's really into that book.
Yeah, yeah.
The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. It's a very good book. He also has the Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families. Very good book. Stephen, he became one of these, motivational speakers. He wrote these books, multi-millionaire, big family, solid family man, spent a lot of time with his wife and kids. We'll talk about him. So here's his mushel. You have a bucket, 6 inches, and you have 3 5-inch rocks, and you have 2 inches of pebbles. See, the goal is to fill up, to put the stuff into the bucket. Put in the 2 inches of pebbles first, then you put the 5-inch rocks in. Doesn't fit, sticks out at the top. You put the 3 5-inch rocks in first, then you pour in the pebbles. Oh, the pebbles fit in between also and on the sides. And everything fits.
What's the rock?
Oh. So life is about figuring out what the big rocks are. And if you start with the big rocks, you find time for everything. So the big rocks are davening in a minyan. The big rocks having some time to learn. The big rocks are your children and spending time. And if you set up a schedule starting with the big rocks first, you'll find that you will. You'll have to make adjustments here and there. There might not be 4 hours available, but there is time for everything if you have your priorities straight. The other mushel is Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Chwersky Shlita. Right? You know the one who's written like 80 books? He worked with addiction for 40, 50 years. He worked with people with addictions. He writes in one of his books, "I'm not addicted to anything," parentheses, except for writing books. And then he goes on. It's a funny joke. Here's the mushel. A businessman is on a trip, and he comes to the hotel. He needs a place to sleep, and the guy says, "I'm sorry." The clerk says, "There's no room in the hotel." He says, "I need a place." There's no room. He says, "Let me speak to the manager." Manager comes. He says, "I need a place." He says, "No room. There are no rooms in the hotel." I said, "I need a place to sleep. There are no other hotels in the neighborhood." So they have no rooms. So the businessman says to the manager, "You mean to tell me that if the president of the United States came right now, President Trump himself, he came right now, and he needed a room, you wouldn't find him a room?" So the manager said, "Oh, if the president came, I'd find him a room." "Good. He's not coming. I'll take his room." That's a very, very good mushel. When something is really important, you find the time. If the president comes, you work it out. You get a room. The president says, you find a room. You work it out. You make a room. So it's possible to do that. But it's only possible, number one, if your priorities are straight. And number two, you've trained yourself to be a Ben Torah, Oved Hashem. That's what these months are about. The daily Avodas Hashem It builds you up, it builds you up, and then like your whole system is different, and it becomes a given, and your whole routine. And that's the challenge. The challenge is the daily consistency. And that's what the next few months are about. You have Akasha. So why do we have a teal here? And we have a teal 2 weeks to go up north for an overnight. I think that one Shana Bet goes on too, no?
Yeah.
I think so. The overnight up north, I think. And then we have sports day. So Rebbe, how does this fit? How does this fit? You hear the kasha? Is that the kasha? How does that fit? Here's the answer to that kasha. Then I'll take your questions. The answer to that kasha is Warren Buffett. Guys, I'm giving you these are the sodas of all of life now. All these sodas of life. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's a multi billionaire. How did he get rich? So Warren Buffett noticed in the 1950s, he noticed something. He's an old man now. He noticed that the stock market always goes up. After the crash of 29, from 1929 or 1932, whatever, until 1950, there are dips, but it always goes up. This is the stock market. So here's 1950. He says, look, I'm going to buy the main stocks, IBM, whatever the main stock, Coke, the main stocks. I'm not going to sell them.
And the
heavy blue chips. And I'm going to get rich. And he didn't sell. And from 1950 to 1980, he became a multimillionaire. People thought he's a genius. So then people gave him money to invest for them. That's how you make big money. You invest other people's money and you take a portion of the profits. So Warren Buffett became wealthy because he noticed that the stock market always goes up. Now, it goes up, but there are dips along the way. There are dips here. Okay. So this stock market line, this is the line of a bent over. Your goal in life is to be heading upwards. You're heading upwards. As long as you're on this line, this line. By the way, there's a little too steep. I made it a little too steep, but it's the same. This line, this is the goal. Now, the dips are part of it. So this is sports day, the teal. The Rosh Hashiva understands that guys need these breaks here and there. As long as you're on the line, you're going to do very well. A guy goes to YU Rolanders, and during finals week, he has no time to learn. He just learns a half-hour Mishnayos with all his studying. That's okay. Because if he's learning well during the year, and he learns well between the semesters in YU, and that week, he's on the line. You get on this line. That's the answer. Warren Buffett is the answer. That's why here we have the breaks, and they work it out. Because people need breaks. People need breaks. You know, guys, this is a few months. This is the challenge. Every day, morning Seder, afternoon Seder, we're going to be going over. And the challenge is the daily Avodas Hashem.